AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. The Giants, the New York football Giants, have reached a deal with Russell Wilson, a one-year deal worth up to $21 million, including $10.5 million guaranteed. The 10-time Pro Bowler had been in discussions with the G-Men, the Browns, and the Steelers, but he's going to New York where he won his Super Bowl at Snoopy at MetLife as a member of the Seahawks. Now he's returning as a Giants projected starter, and he said he's stoked to be back. Been here before, can't wait to do it again. He showed a shot of MetLife in his tweet. The agreement eliminates New York as an option for Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he'll end up with the Steelers. Now they're in a position to work out that deal. So Wilson comes to the Giants days after they did a deal with famous Jameis Winston. Their quarterback room now has Wilson, Winston, and Tommy Cutlets, DeVito. Winston got a two-year, $8 million deal. He'll be the backup. DeVito will be the holdover and the backup. It is what it is. Wilson's 36. Still looks like they're going to draft a quarterback at number three. The word is it's Shedeur Sanders. In another signing, Stephon Diggs went to the Patriots on a three-year, $69 million deal. He's coming off a knee injury from last season. The CBI semifinals were last night. Illinois State didn't cover, but they beat Incarnate Word 78-73. That got by him by five, but it was up to 6.5, the spread. And in the other semi, Cleveland State did cover. They beat Florida Gulf Coast 72-65. The championship is tonight in Daytona Beach, and it's early, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Deuce. Illinois State against Cleveland State, and Illinois State's laying 2.5. As for the NIT last night, Chattanooga got it done, getting 2.5, 3.5 in some places. They were winners, 67-65 over Bradley. I gave you the mocks to win that game against Bradley last night. And then North Texas was getting two, and they won by two at IBA in Stillwater over Oklahoma State, 61-59, mean green. So now you look at tonight, there's two more, the quarters. Kent State at Loyola Chicago in the Windy City. The Ramblers are laying 5.5, 7 o'clock on the Deuce. And then at 9 on the Deuce, it's UAB at the Brent Event Center in Irvine against the Irvine Anteaters. UCI's laying 4.5 in that game tonight. Don't forget the regional semis start tomorrow night at 7:09 on CBS with BYU and Alabama in Newark at the Rock. Alabama's laying 5.5. Then at 7:39 in San Francisco at the Chase Center, it's Maryland and Florida. The Gators are laying 6.5. At 9:39 back in Newark, it's Arizona against the top seed Duke Blue Devils. Duke laying 9.5 there. And then the nightcap on TBS at 10:09 is Arkansas and Texas Tech. The Raiders are laying 5.5 at that game in the city of Bay. And then Friday night, you got 7:09 on CBS, Ole Miss and Michigan State. The Spartans are laying 3.5 in Atlanta. 7:39 on TBS, it's Kentucky and Tennessee. The Wildcats beat the Vols twice this year. This one's in Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tennessee favored, though, laying 4.5 at 9:39. 49 on CBS. It's Michigan and the top seed Auburn in Atlanta. Auburn laying 8.5 there. And then the nightcap on TBS at 10:09. It's Purdue and the top seed Houston in the Midwest in Indy. Houston laying 7.5. So Thursday and Friday, the regional semis, the regional finals, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Let's look at the NBA from last night. The Magic covered, and they won in Charlotte at the Spectrum, 111-104 over the Hornets. Banchero had 32, 7 boards, and 6 dimes. The Pistons covered. They blew out the Spurs in Detroit, 122-96. Sasser had 27 for the Pistons. Jimmy Lymphoma went back to the Kaseya Center in Miami, and they cheered him. Unbelievable the way he ruined that team in Miami and the way he treated Pat Riley and Spo, all of his teammates. What a disaster he was and a massive distraction, but the fans cheered him. Heat win the game, however, 112-86 over the Dubs. Bam had 27 and 8 boards to lead Miami. The Knicks got it done and covered, 128-113 over the Mavs at the Garden. Ananobi had 35. Cat had a triple-double. Hart had a triple-double. Hart now the king of triple-doubles in Knick history. The Rockets won but didn't cover against the Hawks, 121-114. Houston gets it done. Jalen Green had 32 and 11 boards. The Grizzlies blew out the Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers, 140-103. Pippen Jr. was 16 and 10 for the Grizz. Cavs covered in Portland at the Moda against the Blazers, 122-111. Garland had 27 and 8. And the Thunder covered in Sacktown. OKC wins at 121-105. Shai Gilgeous with 32 and 7 to lead the Thunder. Tonight in the NBA, you got the Wizards and Sixers in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center. Philly laying 2.5. That's at 7. 7:30, Raptors and Nets, and no sleep till at the Barclays in Brooklyn. The Nets are laying 1.5. 7:30 on ESPN, it's the Lakers and Pacers from the Fieldhouse in Naptown. Lakers laying 1.5, but they're slumping. 7 losses in 10 games. 7:30, Clippers Knicks at the world's most famous. How about the Clips? They're favored, laying 2.5. 9 o'clock, Bucks and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Nuggets are laying 4.5. And then at 10 o'clock, it's the Celtics, no Tatum, playing the Suns at the Footprint in the Desert. Boston still favored, laying 4.5 in that one. Let's go to hockey. Last night in Shavanov to Buffalo, the Sabres beat the Senators. That's a bad loss for Ottawa. Sabres win it 3-2. Leafs 7-2 over the Flyers at Scotiabank in Toronto. Tavares with 2 goals, 2 assists. Nylander, the same thing for the Leafs. Lightning all over the Penguins at Amalie in Tampa, 6-1. Kucherov had a goal and 2 assists. Cirelli had 2 goals. McDonough had a goal and an assist for the Lightning as well. Predators 3-1 over the Canes in Raleigh. Saros, 34 saves. Evangelista with 2 goals for Nashville. The Blues have won 7 in a row, 6-1. They stomped the Canadiens in St. Louis. Broberg with a goal and 3 helpers. Thomas with a goal and 3 helpers. They had it all going last night, the Blues. The Knights, 5-1 winners at the XL in St. Paul. Eichel with a hat trick. 5-1, they get it done. Jets 3-2 over the Capitals in overtime. Ehlers with the game winner for the Jets. Ovechkin scored. He's 6 away from passing Wayne Gretzky. They say, based on his goals per game, that he'll do it April 15th at the Islanders, and it's a national television game on ESPN that night. The Avs beat the Red Wings 5-2 in Rado. Taves with a goal and 2 assists. Makar with a goal as well for the Avs. Flames, Kadri in overtime, his 2nd of the game, beats the Kraken 4-3, Calgary at home. And the Kings over the Rangers 3-1 at the Krypton. La 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 Lipstick City. Kemper had 22 saves for the Kings, Fiala with a couple of goals for LA. I had him on the puck line. I had the Flames. I had the Avs on the puck line. I had the Jets. I had the Knights. I had the Blues. I lost the Predators, lost the Penguins, plus the goal and a half, hit the Leafs, and lost the Senators. So it was a pretty good night for me betting-wise in the NBA and NHL, that's for sure. So tonight on the ice, 7:30 Canucks and Islanders at the horse track. Islanders have to win this game or they're going to be in trouble for that last wild card. They're minus 120. 7:30 Devils and Blackhawks on TNT on the west side of the United Center in Chicago. New Jersey heavy, minus 225. 10 o'clock, the nightcap on TNT. It's the Stars and Oilers from Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta. And Dallas is favored, -150. Also at 10, Bruins and Ducks on the pond in Anaheim. Anaheim's -125 there. Couple other notes. Rich Pitino is going to take the Xavier job and leave New Mexico. And Dame Time is out indefinitely with a blood clot in his calf. That's everything. I'm live today at 3 to 6 on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. It's Pharrell coast to coast. You can also see us on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Watch Profit Plays daily for all of the best picks that are making people fat stacks. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and the Profit. Watch all of Jim Florentine's comedy specials. The app is absolutely kick-ass. You're going to love it. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on Coast to Coast. Check it out.